أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس إن كنتم في ريب من البعث فإنا خلقناكم من تراب ثم من نطفة ثم من علقة ثم من مضغة مخلقة وغير مخلقة لنبين لكم. Sadaqallahul Azim. This is the first part of ayah number 5 of Surah Al-Hajj. In the discussion we had begun yesterday, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responded to those who made mujadala with Allah, those who disputed with Allah. Amongst them, the name of Nadhr bin Harith was taken, that he disputed with regards to the authenticity of the Qur'an Sharif. He said it is stories of the past, and amongst the illegitimate claims that he would make against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam's teachings was that of Qiyamah. He would say that Qiyamah will never come. And he was not alone in this. مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ in Surah Yasin. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gives a very vivid description of those who would take decomposed bones of animals that will be lying around. Those will be decomposed, they will begin to press them, and it will become powder in form. And they would ask Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who is that qudrat, who is that power, who is that might that will be able to bring this back to life after it has decomposed? In other words, their declaration was that there will never be a qiyamah because of this. So Nadhr bin Harith was amongst those, the forerunners in these type of objections that he would make against our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then in Surah Yasin, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala was very authoritative in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response. Here in Surah Al-Hajj and other places, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala goes into detail. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala explains, and this explanation is that Allah created insan in the first place. And this creation of insan is such a great qudrat because you and I do not have a glimpse of what happens in the womb of a mother. We do not understand this great qudrat of Allah, that if I created the first time, most certainly I can resurrect and I can bring back to life for the day of Qiyamah. Hence Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O mankind, whoever it may be, a Muslim, a mu'min, a kafir, a munafiq, an atheist, whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses every individual of mankind, and Allah says, In kuntum fi raybim min al-ba'ath. If you are in doubt with regards to the resurrection, with regards to bringing you back to life. Now here, there will be differences that the kuffar completely denied. You and I, wabil akhirati hum yuqinun. We need to bring this yaqeen in our hearts, in our minds. We need to be convicted to this belief. We need to be convinced. At the very beginning of his tafsir, Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahimahumullah has expressed a very, very important thing, that when iman comes into the heart of a person and then that is supported with yaqeen, then every move of a person, every word of a person, one becomes very aware that there is accountability in the hereafter, and we are going to stand in the courts of Allah. So they may have the doubt, we may not have the doubt, but we need to bring this yaqeen with regards to Qiyamah. Hence Allah says, فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ. Firstly, we created you, O man, from turab, from earth. That was Sayyiduna Adam alayhi salatu was salam, earth, sand that is dead. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shaped him, Allah formed him, and then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala placed the ruh in him, and he became insan. And hence, this is the great qudrat of Allah. So why the doubt with regards to the resurrection on the day of Qiyamah? ثُمَّ مِن نُطُفَةٍ. So that was Adam alayhi salatu was salam. And then from Adam alayhi salam, Allah created our mother Sayyida Hawa radiallahu ta'ala anha. And Allah put in Adam alayhi salam, and Allah placed in her the ability to procreate. Is that not a qudrat of Allah? And here Allah ta'ala just speaks about the one aspect. Allah ta'ala says, min nutfa, from the nutfa, from that sperm. Again, something that was dead, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created life through it. That is a very great qudrat of Allah. So why doubt the coming of Qiyamah? Why doubt the resurrection? As a matter of fact, some of the mufassirin commentators have stated that this nutfa also comes from turab, because it comes from the food that we eat, we are nourished with, and that also comes from the earth, and it also comes from the ground, and that comes from a dead seed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created this nutfa, and from this nutfa, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created insan, thumma min alaqa. So that nutfa remains in the womb of the mother, and then it changes in its form, and it becomes alaqa, it becomes a cloth of blood. Now with regards to alaqa, there's lots of details that the ulama have written, but for us we will just understand that how does a sperm then, after it's fertilized, then it becomes a cloth of blood. Is that not a qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? And then from a cloth of blood, thumma min mudgha mukhallaqa, then Allah ta'ala says it becomes a piece of flesh that is formed, a piece of flesh that takes a shape, وَغَيْرِ مُخَلَّقَ, and sometimes it is a piece of flesh that does not form, does not take shape. Here Allah is speaking about two possibilities. One possibility, the woman conceived, and then what happens? That flesh becomes a perfect human being. In other words, the formation of the hands and the limbs, the face and the nose and everything else. And then Allah Ta'ala says sometimes it is the qudrat of Allah that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala sometimes makes it such that it does not fully form, and then that mother unfortunately miscarriages the child, and that child comes out without being formed. Or sometimes it is a full-term pregnancy, but then there is malformations of the limbs. And all of this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, لِنُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ, O insan, to show you a lesson, to elucidate for you, to clarify to you this great qudrat of Allah, that womb, three darknesses, how this qudrat and how this power of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala works. So if you have the doubt regarding Qiyamah, then just understand, you seeing child being born every second in this world, just understand that Allah that created that child, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will resurrect on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.